Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the wheat breeding efforts of Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says that Dr. Carver is not only breeding wheat that yields well, but also has the end-use characteristics that millers and bakers want.
You know, if we have a lot of wheat that the miller and baker does not want, it really doesn't bode well for the farmer. And so we are focusing on those issues as we move forward. Certainly, there are some research programs out there that have put out some varieties that may not have been or had the best characteristics for milling and baking standards from that the industry would be looking for, both in the domestic and international markets.
Schulte says in the Pacific Northwest, wheat breeders have offered wheat varieties to growers that have strong milling and baking characteristics, and growers have been rewarded with price premiums for growing those varieties.
And as we move forward, I think that that's going to be a key component that we focus on here with the varieties that are coming out of Oklahoma State University.
To learn more, go to okwheat.org.
Today we had another impressive finish to one of the most impressive cattle market weeks we have seen in a good while. Cattle futures closed very strong here. 297 higher in the December live cattle, 127.30. Feeder cattle were $3 higher at 131.75. That was limit up. April's 240, June $1.55, and August 110 higher. Feeder cattle were 295 higher in November at 160.87. January's 330 higher at 161.52. So the feeder cattle and live cattle futures both making new contract highs today. We've been on a pretty solid rally here from the 115 or 120 level where we started in 2017. So about a $40-plus rally here that has continued on through today. Box beef prices at midday were 53 cents higher on choice at 208.78. Select 13 cents higher at 193.29. The big driver today was that reversed yesterday's sell-off was 125 cash trade, pretty much all across the southern plains here. So 125 was at the widest case $10 higher than where we were last week. We did have some 120 on Wednesday, but the cash market overall has been really strong in tandem with the futures market.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets generally weaker here today. Soybeans, which have been the strongest contract, were the weakest, down 11 to 13 cents. November beans are at 976 and three quarters. Corn futures were 1 cent lower, and then the wheat was steady to a penny higher here in both Chicago and Kansas City. We had a really large hard red winter wheat announcement. 300,000 metric tons were sold to Iraq, and I think that's what held that grain market together today. We also had additional corn sold to Mexico. So a lot going on here in the export market. We are year-to-date behind where we normally are, but as prices come down, that will likely pick up. Cotton futures today are down about 20 cents across the board. On November 10th, 7 days from now, the December options will expire. So we've seen some people as they strip their cotton and refocus on out to the March contract rather than the December as those come to a close. Outside futures today, we have the Dow Jones continuing to rally up 24 points, 23,246. Crude oil today up $1.11. That puts December at 55.65. So overall, things have been really good on outside markets, not just ag futures.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.